Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
Now that's the sound of rock cracking once again here in the middle of December. It could be the sound of icicles breaking also, depending on where you live here in the United States. But let me be the first to tell you, Merry Christmas from Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Happy Hanukkah. We got people across the country celebrating in a festive mood. And why? I don't know when you look at our politics, but thank goodness there's some things that transcend politics. It's how to love your neighbor as yourself. And I'm telling you, it's a good time of year, even with the stinking that's going on in some of our political leaders' thinking. We're going to get to that. Let me tell you, first off, that we're glad you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on WebTalkRadio.net. WebTalkRadio.net. We're glad to have you listening in. Tell your friends and neighbors, because we're growing because of you. And the conservative influence continues to grow in this bastion of liberal leaders who are making mistake after mistake after mistake. Listen here and see how we can turn our country into a country that we once were. Once we were ruled by a constitution instead of dictators and people in Congress who give away their powers and they don't care. Well, I'm telling you, today's show was about the budget deal. That's one thing we got to talk about that was put in place. And what else we got to talk about? It's very important to know there's something going on. And Robert Samuelson wrote an article about the clash of generations. Very important that you understand this. I'm going to tell you a little story of what's going on. And you know how Charles Dickens told you about the ghost of Christmas past, the ghost of Christmas present, and the ghost of Christmas future? Well, I'm going to tell you a story that's very important and vital to America and to our next few years. So you need to listen to the story I'm going to tell about where America's going. And what else we have for you? I got to tell you about this economy. Is it a good economy, bad economy? Is building up? Well, we got some things to talk about. And you need to understand that during the 1980s, when the stock market went up and people's incomes were going up, people hated the liberal press and the liberals hated our president, Ronald Reagan, at that point. And they called his economics the trickle-down theory, because people had stock, the stock market went up, and people complained to Reagan that the rich were getting richer. Well, guess what's going on under this administration? The rich are getting richer. People in the stock market, their fortunes have gone up, and there's people saying we've made up all the losses of 2008. And why don't we hear about the Obama trickle-down economic theory? It's the only thing that's different between what went on with Ronald Reagan and what went on with now with Barack Obama is Ronald Reagan's stock market increase was based on companies in Main Street doing well, which led the stock market to rise. But Obama, Main Street's not doing well, jobs are not being created, and the stock market is rising because we're pumping $85 billion a month. We're printing the money, and it's going into the stock market. That is why there's a big difference between what Ronald Reagan's economy was and what Barack Obama's economy is, and yet the liberal media hasn't called it the trickle-down economic theory of Barack Obama. But the people in the stock market have done good those last 3 or 4 years. I'm waiting to hear the liberals call it trickle-down economics from Barack Obama. Don't hold your breath. Well, Let's see. It is the season, like I said, to be joyful, a season to celebrate with friends and neighbors and relatives and even liberals. I got some liberal friends, and I hope they have a Merry Christmas, too. But for everyone, we wish you a Merry Christmas in this time of holiday blessing and seasons. Let me tell you about some good news. Before I tell you the good news, let's get in the holiday spirit right here. Now it's time. Yes, it is time for some good news for all the people who are worried about global warming. Global warming. Let me just tell you a bit of good news. The Earth may be smarter than we are because all these predictions about the Earth warming up and the temperatures rising. Well, guess what? The coldest temperature ever recorded on Earth has just been recorded in Antarctica, minus 135.8 degrees Fahrenheit, or for those in the metric system, minus 94.7 degrees Celsius. Wow, and that's cold. That is cold, folks. Is the Earth warming up everywhere? And there's ice being formed in the North Pole area. So take heart. The Earth may be smarter than all our smartest scientists. So don't let the global warming mongers get you down this Christmas. Just rejoice. We've had the coldest temperature ever recorded on planet Earth just this past month. Well, now, with that bit of good news, let's talk about the budget deal, the budget steal. Who stole what? Well, the young people had some more money stolen. Because why? We did not get any reduction. Whoa, let me go back. Over 10 years, we're going to save $23 billion. Woo, whoopee out of trillions of dollars. You know, that's about $9 when you're talking about $150,000. You're going to cut $9? Yep, that's a real good, brave, bold cut, Congress. No wonder your approval rating is down. And some people say even in single digits for our Congress. Well, I have to tell you that I am disappointed with the budget deal. I don't believe it's doing anything but letting the Congress men and women off. They promised to sequester, and the sequester, they say, remains in place, but it's just moving things around a little. Here's what you need to know from Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics about the budget deal. This is what it does. It gives everybody fig leaves to cover their positions, the Democrats and the Republicans. Is it a bad deal for Republicans? It's not what the conservatives want. But we have to remember, we live in a country where the liberal press has control over so many people's minds. They don't inform them of the truth, and they just indoctrinate them with things over and over. Like if there's a shutdown, it's the Republicans' fault, and they hate everybody in America. That's what the information was given out back in October when the government was shut down, and the Republicans know in an election year they don't want to rock any boat that would get the left-wing media chomping at their bits. They're going to chomp at the bits and tear them up anyway. But that's the reality. If you are mad because the Congress could not come up with a better budget deal, what you need to do is go out and help get every Democrat and liberal pundit, congressman, congresswoman out of office. The senators and in the House of Representatives, the more of these far-out liberals we can get out, the better a budget deal we can get. It is a game of numbers. And that's why Senator Ted Cruz, back in October, they started a game. They knew they didn't have the numbers to win. And you can say and cry and complain and whine all you want to. But the Republicans will not get a grip on the budget until they have more power. May not ever get it till we get a new president, but it's in our hands. I don't like the deal. It's probably the best Republicans could get in an election year, so we have to go with it. It is what it is. And if it makes you mad, get out and work double hard to get rid of some of these liberals. What you need to remember about the budget deal is this. The young people are getting hurt again. They're getting hurt, and it's time you start waking up. Some of the young people are. But my heart bleeds for those in high school, those in college, those who are out of college looking for jobs, those who are in their 20s and 30s trying to start families and they can't get a job. They're having to work at a fast food McDonald's, a fast food restaurant somewhere. And they say we need to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. That is a bunch of poppycock. I told you that. Well, won't we just make everybody a millionaire? Just write everybody a $1 million check. What will that do? It doesn't work, folks, because everything just gets realigned. And your hamburgers and everything in the fast food joints are going to go higher. So it's going to kick off nothing but a rampant inflation in a time when we are in desperate trouble for all the money we're printing. So what do you do? The answer is what we said before, a robust economy where you can switch jobs. If you don't like the job you're at, you can find another because there's a desire for an economy to grow rapidly with robust growth. That's what enables people to get jobs. Been there, we've talked about it, and I'd love to go on about the budget deal. But coming up, we've got to talk about I told you, the clash of generations. I just told you the young people are being just being ripped off by the leaders in this government. So we're going to talk about the clash of generations. Right after the break, we will again discuss that. Like I told you, I got a story to tell you about the clash of generations. But before we do, let me just tell you, there's a Christmas song, and I just have to say, it'd be very appropriate. We could say this is brought to you by the National Security Agency and the Obama administration. Take a listen to who our Santa Claus is. Don't you remember Mitt Romney said everybody voted for Santa Claus? And now we know what the National Security Agency is doing, what the IRS does. So let's take a listen to this song and listen to it in a new way with our government. That is something that could be right out of Eastern Germany back in the old Soviet Union days.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake.
Good for goodness sake.
Better be good for goodness sake.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry.
Well, that's right. If President Barack Obama got reelected for being Santa Claus, promising to give all these things, especially, you remember, one of his best promises for a gift, if you like your medical insurance, you can keep it, period. And how about if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, period. Wow, what false gifts. Wrapped up and everybody thought it was under the tree. And they voted for Santa Claus, Barack Obama. And guess what? They opened up the gifts, and it was empty boxes when they unwrapped it. It is so pitiful, so sad that we elected someone who promised us nothing but empty boxes. And there's so much let me just say, there's so much going on with Obamacare. We spent last shows about it. We'll talk about it in the future. But just remember this, Obamacare is such a misnomer. Obamacare is morphing into Obamacide. And the Obamacide, like suicide, side kills people. And our whole medical industry is being killed. And people will soon start dying. There's not going to be many, but there'll be a handful. The death panels are real when they start cutting off medicines and saying you don't need a cancer drug, you just need some aspirin and painkillers until the time comes. They won't be extending life in a lot of cases with someone with cancer, as their families have to say goodbye earlier and earlier. And so who makes the decision? What age is it when your life is worthwhile? Well, it won't be you and me under Obamacide. I hope we can get this thing turned around. But I need to tell you that you are listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. And I'm glad to let you know, if you need a Christmas gift, it's time to go to my website. Order Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can go to the website right on the front there and just punch a website key, and it'll take you there where you can order. There's other books there, good conservative books, some of them I've written, and you need to order some for your friends, neighbors, put them under the tree. Get your liberal friends a book. They need Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. If you're glad you're here, you can go visit our website. We got things there, and I need to remind you, we've just started up a Facebook page that I'm trying to post some things there because we can't cover everything here. What I want you to do is go to the Facebook page, like it, tell people about Rock Splitting Politics, because the word that's getting out across the country is 2014 can turn this country around. We're going to be right behind it. We're going to be doing everything that we can possibly do to help get this nation turned around. And it's because of you listening that motivates me to get on this microphone, and us working together, we're going to keep chipping away at these leaders, so-called leaders, who are destroying the Constitution and destroying freedom. So keep listening. Tell your friends and neighbors about Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on webtalkradio.net. I promised you a story, and here it is. Oh, indeed, indeed, in this Christmas season, God bless us, everyone, from Tiny Tim and Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol. But we got an American carol to tell you about. In A Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens told about the ghost of Christmas past. We could very well talk about how America has had some good days. We've had, looking back through our history, economic success, generation after generation, from the founding of our country through a lot of turmoil, civil war. But what's going on? Even after the Civil War, the railroad barons, and there was enterprise. And what's going on with the railroads? They had to set up time because people, trains had to be on time. What happened with that? Again, you had a place to bring this new kind of kerosene, new kind of oil to burn. And then threw off a byproduct called gasoline. But people like John D. Rockefeller figured out how to, he'd make money hauling things on the trains. And then he'd figure out how to do pipelines. And before you know it, we had industrial giants like Carnegie and Steele. And America was becoming an economic power, an economic giant in the world. And through World War One, and then the Roaring Twenties, we hit the Depression, and we had World War II, and then we came out of that with an economic miracle, basically, as millions of servicemen and women in the armed forces returned home. And the 50s and 60s, even the threat of thermonuclear war, were thriving. In the 70s, we stagnated some under Jimmy Carter. And then the blessings of the economic miracle of Ronald Reagan, Reaganomics. It was not the trickle-down theory. The Main Street rose up along with the stock market, and there were bountiful jobs, and people were seeing their communities grow. and be re-engineered. And then it led to the 90s and the computer boom. And the stock market went crazy in the 90s. You remember those who were alive and knowing what was going on. Everybody was a great stock picker because everything was going up. And then, of course, the dot-com crash happened. And then George Bush came in. We had 9/11. And guess what? Now we got Barack Obama. And now we got a ghost of Christmas present. Look around you. We are in the ghost of Christmas present. What can be done? We got an economic disaster brewing with Obamacare. Obamacide. Let's call it Obamacide. That's what it really is. It's not the only thing that's going on. It's the fact that we have a government that's spending, and we have close to $90 trillion that we're obligated for. $90 trillion that's got to come out of, you know, it's not, you just make it. It's people got to make it and put in the taxes. And so that's why I said the young people are being just absolutely kicked in the rear. And they voted for these people who are kicking them in the rear when it comes to how do you get started. They think they get free college and free this, free, they get everything free. It's not free, folks. And I think our young people, some of them are starting to come around. We've had them on our show before, and we're going to get some more young people that understand that these liberal, far-left policies are just diminishing their future prospects of being successful in America. So what do we do? Well, let's look at what Charles Dickens did. Look at the ghost of Christmas future. What's it look like if we don't change? What does it look like if we keep kicking a can down the road with these budget deals that both the parties get together and do? Can anybody try to look at an independent who tries to run against the Republicans or run against the Democrats? Very few ever succeed. Who can get the money? Because the people that are in control and who are making mega bucks, they don't care if it's a Republican or Democrat as long as they keep on making their money. And that's when lobbyists are flooding Washington, D.C. And that's why you can't get an incumbent beat, because they've got too much invested on that incumbent doing their bidding. They have for years, and they don't want to try to invest in a new young person and train them in the Senate or the House to do the bidding of who they're lobbying for. And that's why we look at the ghost of Christmas future. What do you see? We can see in America exactly what the whole country is going to look like. I can tell you in two words. You ready for this? Look at Detroit, Michigan. Just go to Detroit. It's been declared. They declared bankruptcy for the city. Billions unable to pay their bills. And we talked about on this show, there's one lady just shocked that all her retirement, she's going to get 16 cents on the dollar from what the bankruptcy looks like. But, you know, this shouldn't surprise us, but it should scare us. It's like Scrooge in A Christmas Carol when he recognized the tomb, and on that tombstone was his name. Folks, Detroit is the tombstone, and America has to wake up. We're looking at the entire country being like Detroit, where whole blocks, not just blocks, but a square mile of city is nothing but devastation. It's ruins. It's nobody wants to go there, and they're having a knockdown, and they can even farm in the city of Detroit because nobody wants to do anything with the land. They're able to farm it if they can get it cleaned up. Folks, we're looking at Detroit, Michigan is the tombstone that Scrooge saw in A Christmas Carol. And I'm sorry if you live in Detroit. I'm not trying to make fun of you. I'm just saying America must look. We know we can help get Detroit back on its feet. But if the whole country is like Detroit, who in the world will be able to get America back on its feet? $17 trillion and growing. Never in the history of mankind has any country owed this kind of money. Nobody. I mean China and Russia. even if they wanted to. They could not bail out America. They can't. There's not enough money. There's not enough extra capital to bail out America, not even if you include Europe. But what did I just say? Russia and China, you think they'd want to bail out America? No. They'll say American dollar is no good for the reserve currency of the world. And they'll be glad to rip the heart out of America and expand their own country's ability to dominate the world with economics and military. And we will be cringing and thinking, why did we let our leaders take us down the suicide road? Why did we let them, like Humpty Dumpty sitting on a wall? And America had a great fall. And that's the promise of the future. If we don't come together as young people and middle class and working with those all around us who love America and love our freedom, if we do not come together to throw out these far left liberal crazy ideas that are sinking this country, if we cannot elect the leaders, then we're looking at Detroit City. It's not Detroit Rock City like the band Kiss used to say. It's Detroit Dirty Sock City that stinks to high heaven when it comes to economics. What do we do? Well, you remember what Scrooge did? He woke up and he thought it was his dream. Was he dead or alive? And could he change the future? And he looked out and it was Christmas Day and he said, I'm going to have Christmas every day. The spirit of Christmas will live in me. And he's excited. He was giving. He was giving to his friends, his relatives. He got the great big turkey and he fed the Tiny Tim's family, and he did change the future. And that's the excitement of not only the Christmas carol, it's the excitement of what I'm telling you now. America does not have to keep falling down to become like Detroit, Michigan, bankrupt. We can grow like Scrooge with an excitement for freedom, an excitement for the Constitution, an excitement that we can cut the budget and help the young people, and we can help people grow by not pumping money into the economy, $85 billion a month of printing money, but by putting people to work. Put them to work by opening up ANWR, open up all these public properties that Obama is keeping away from the oil. We can be self-sufficient when it comes to energy, self-sufficient with the oil. Self-sufficiency leads to jobs. Jobs in ANWR, Alaska, will lead to jobs in your part of the country. We got to understand we can have a robust economy. The only thing that stands in between plentiful jobs of people climbing up the ladder to higher and higher pay scales, it's not pushing up the minimum wage. It's providing a robust economy that will let one person get a job and start out at minimum wage and find somewhere else to pay him a little more or pay her a little more or get an education, get into nursing. There'll be jobs abound and plentiful for all Americans if we can get rid of the red tape that this liberal bunch has put on us. If we can get people who know how to make jobs and get the people who have no clue how to make jobs out of office. It is there for America. It's there for you and me. That's the story. The clash of generations does not have to come. We can work together if we can get the leaders who understand how to make jobs. 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 And all these problems will start solving themselves. Our debt will solve itself. And we will have a country that is thriving, not just surviving, but thriving. And it's up to you and me and people who love freedom to convince those 10 to 15%. We don't have to convince the whole country. But 10 to 15% of the liberals must understand the liberal way has failed them. And the liberals want to keep them poor and broken. They don't want anybody to have money in the bank if there's a voter for the liberal policies. They got to keep people broke. I want jobs to say you can set some money back and you can put money in your bank account and you can depend on your independence and your ability to find good work and jobs. That's what puts money in your bank account, and you don't have to depend on a government paycheck because you can do it. That's the word we got to get out to those who have lost hope. From the man who ran on hope and change, there's a lot of disappointed people, and it's up to you and me to help people to understand the liberal way is the way to Detroit bankruptcy for all of America. Got on the soapbox there. It's very important that you understand that you and me must not grow weary in this work for freedom, in this work for our children and grandchildren, not to have to live in a third world country bankrupt and destroyed, but just like Scrooge, seeing the future and letting that drive you and me into working extra hard. Think hard. Do hard things. Don't give up. Do the impossible. We have to understand God is not limited by our imaginations. Believe in the future when you can believe in the United States Constitution. I believe godly men helped put that Constitution together. I believe men and women who loved freedom helped make this country. It was not perfect. It is being shaped and reshaped, and it's time for a new chapter to be written. A time for conservatives to come together and show that liberals have had their day in the sun, and it's a disaster. Just look at Obamacare, Obamacide, I mean. Just take a look at it and understand our future is bright if we work together. Don't get mad, Tea Party. Don't get mad at rhinos. It's time we can work together. Let's get some votes in the Senate and the House in 2014 so we can kick some liberal rear ends out of office. Sound good enough to you? Well, that's our show this week. And I want to tell you about the next 2 weeks. We're going to put together the top 10 important stories and personalities of 2013. I'm going to do five of them next week, and then the last week in December we will do the top five. So listen to, we've got special shows coming up for the next 2 weeks. I know some of you be out traveling because of the holiday season. That's okay. You can get to Rock Splitting Politics. You can get to it on your cell phone. You can get to us in different ways. Don't miss these shows. Listen in, tell your friends and neighbors, and we will continue to help America grow stronger and bolder for freedom, right here by listening to Rock Splitting Politics. I'm your host, Doc Holliday, and you're listening to us on webtalkradio.net, and we're looking forward to you listening to us in the next couple weeks. And more than that, 2014 is the year of change for America and for you and me to make things happen. See you next week. I can't wait.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.